Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. There's a good reason why vaccines are injected into the upper arm muscle, and for kids, the upper thigh muscle.
These areas of muscle tissue optimize vaccine immunogenicity, which is how well the site prompts the body's immune response and the magnitude of that response over time.
Even the length and gauge of the needle matter, and can be chosen to reduce pain at the injection site, which muscle also reduces, making serious side effects rare.
Among the current crop of COVID-19 vaccines are two that use mRNA to instruct your own cells to make a piece of the SARS-CoV-2 virus called the spike protein.
Your cells make the protein, which the body recognizes as foreign, and activates the immune system to protect you. Both are proven safe and effective and are injected into the upper arm.
As a child, I got my vaccines in the backside. But we know now that that's not such a good spot. Fat cells are not good at starting an immune response compared to muscles. Muscles have antigen-presenting cells that take in foreign substances, show them to other immune cells to fire up our immunity.
Fat also slows the vaccine's flow into the bloodstream, again slowing our immune response. Poor drainage in fat can cause discomfort, and enzymes can destroy parts of the vaccine if it stays there too long.
Well, I gladly traded a few days of sore upper arm for the protection the COVID-19 vaccine gave me.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.